When I came in to do my testimony, I knew I had to swear on something, and I refused to swear on a Bible. So I told my lawyer, I'm going to bring my drum in, my eagle feather, and or eagle fan, and my tobacco. So when I swore and I held it up and swore, I did it in my own language, and then I did it. I said the yes with the in the English language, and when I put my drum on the table, the lights went out.
Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Welcome to today's news for May 16th, 2023. Today, I'm speaking to Smithers Town Councillor and Deputy Mayor Frank Ray about the invoice that the Town of Smithers received from the RCMP. In the summer of 2021, the federal government and the union representing the RCMP members ratified an agreement to deliver a sizable pay increase to nearly 20,000 members. Along with pay increases of nearly $20,000 to constables, the agreement also lays out retroactive pay increases to cover the period when the two sides were negotiating from 2017 until 2020. The first collective agreement with the National Police Federation was signed August 6, 2021. New rates of pay were applied retroactively for the years beginning April 1, 2017 until April 1, 2022. Municipal repayment arrangements were subject to consultation in 2022, with the first payment due yesterday, May 15, 2023. And on March 29, 2023, Canada communicated on repayment that, quote, the decision has now been taken. The RCMP will immediately proceed with invoicing contract jurisdictions by March 31, 2023 for the 2017-2021 retroactive salary costs. This was brought forth in a March Smithers Town Council meeting. Now here's Councillor Ray.
Hi, I'm Frank Ray, Councillor with the Town of Smithers.
Okay. We're here to talk about the invoice that was presented to council in one of the March council meetings, and it's about the RCMP retroactive salary increase and overtime pay. The number was kind of surprising. So it's retroactive overtime and salary increases from 2017 to 2021. The total pay increases were 23.77%. So can you explain what this invoice was that council received?
So basically the RCMP, and you'd have to look this up, but the RCMP was given the right to collective bargaining. I think before 2017 they didn't have that right, so it took a long time. So their contract was up in 2017 and it took a very long time to negotiate, and by the time they were done and settled on an agreement, which I think you showed me was just a little over 23%, that time we owed retroactive pay from 2017 to 2023. So the invoice itself wasn't a surprise. I can't take any credit for this, but our finance department knew that they needed to be accruing money, and the RCMP kind of kept them up to date as to how much they needed to be accruing. Mm-hmm. So fortunately for the Town of Smithers, we've accrued enough to cover it.
Okay.
The big part of the controversy, I think, is that 23% is a lot more than most people get over 5 years. So it was a lot. It took a lot of communities by surprise, especially smaller communities. We're right on the smaller edge of where you have to pay your own RCMP. It's the 5,000 population mark, mm-hmm. where you have to start paying into your RCMP as well. We're at the small end, and it's a big amount of money.
Yeah.
So we knew that we were going to be on the hook for retroactive pay, but we weren't sure, obviously, how big the increase was going to be. And the other thing is that the federal government had made it sound like they were going to help. And basically when this invoice came, it said, there is no help. You can pay it over 2 years if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. So from March to June 2022, Public Safety Canada and the RCMP, as you just mentioned, that they did those contract jurisdictions, there was lots of representative. So you're kind of saying it wasn't really a surprise. You knew that it was, you had been accruing. Do you know when you started to accrue enough to pay? Because it's $254,147. Do you know when you started?
I believe we started right in 2017.
Okay, yeah.
I'd have to check back with, we've been through a couple of finance people since then. But so it, there was a point I remember a couple years in where we knew we hadn't accrued enough, mm-hmm. so we bumped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, our town staff has been on top of this right pretty much from the word go.
Okay. You're talking about, you know, accruing it. It is quite a bit, especially for a town this size. How are you accruing this money? You had said you were hoping that the federal government would help, so I'm assuming that's kind of like maybe some grants or something. But how, where is this money actually coming from?
So the money's been coming from taxation. So essentially we're accruing the back pay. Like anybody with a union negotiation knows that the contract expires at X date, but when they've settled it, there's pay back to that date. Mm-hmm. So we've just been doing it through the RCMP taxation. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I mean, if they'd have settled right in 2017 and we knew what they were going to pay for 5 years, we would have been raising slowly all along anyways. Yeah. So having the accrual is good in two ways. So the first way is that we have the money to pay it, mm-hmm. but we're also already taxing at the rate that we should be. Mm-hmm. We don't have to raise taxes to pay for this raise because we have all the way along.
Okay.
Now, obviously, we weren't expecting 23%, but our staff has been pretty good, again,
yeah.
at making sure that that accrual was there. And the accrual was coming from, we separate the RCMP on the tax line.
Yeah.
So that's been there all along, so we didn't have to raise taxes any more than we thought we were going to have to.
Yeah. When the line was being increased, were you getting feedback from people from the town about that line on their taxes, or was there kind of much community feedback about that?
Well, not really, no. There's a couple of lines on our taxes that we have separated out just for clarity. RCMP is one of them, and we essentially, all council does is sets the staffing level that, so there are officers of the detachment that the province pays for, there's some that the federal government pays for, and then we pay for, I believe it's 11 full-time equivalents mm-hmm. now. And 2 years ago, we approved an increase from 9 to 11 officers.
Mm-hmm.
The staff sergeant gave a good business case as to why it was needed, and we approved it. So that maybe the accrual was lost a little bit in there, that we had to increase quite a bit
right.
to afford those. So that's 22% by itself, two more
yeah.
Officers. But in order to smooth out the tax increase, we've kind of borrowed from reserves, and we're paying ourselves back so that the increase every year isn't as much as it would be.
So is the plan to pay the invoice by March 2025, or when is the town actually paying this?
So we had the option to pay it now because
yeah.
we had the money, or we could pay it in two installments, so this year and then in 2024. Council decided to pay it in two because if we hang on to half the money, we can earn a little bit of interest from it. I think it was $2,000 to $3,000, so every little bit counts.
I'm glad that you kind of brought up that it's Smithers Detachment officers, because I think that a question, and even one that I had too, was justifying the nature of the work or the salary increases for the nature of work. So the 11 officers just within Smithers, but it's not for special enforcement officers like Kurg or more RCMP being brought in during the years-long wet sweat and land battles.
No, the tax bill that we receive is, or the bill from the RCMP that we receive is for our 11 officers and also for prisoner expenses. The bill isn't very clear, so yeah. we've asked for clarity on that.
Yeah.
But the taxes that you pay as a Smithers taxpayer go to those 11 officers that are Smithers officers. But the CGL pipeline enforcement has nothing to do with our detachment.
Okay. Would there be anything that you would want people to know, or any concerns that have been brought to your attention that you think that you just want to share with people of Smithers?
We talk from time to time. Eventually, the RCMP is going to need a new building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the town, I think, has a choice, whether we own the building and rent it to the RCMP or the RCMP owns the building and rents it to. Either way, it's going to probably cost about the same,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the money up front to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to know that our detachment serves our area, and so we're only billed for what's actually being policed in our town.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Also on today's news, I'm sharing a short interview that I got with Ronnie West, a Lake Babine Nation member and outspoken complainant witness who testified on Tuesday, May 9th at Silcas Co., the gathering place in Burns Lake, during the Human Rights Tribunal against the RCMP. The tribunal took place in person at the Gathering Place from May 1st until May 12th. The tribunal will continue over Zoom for up to 8 weeks. If you're unfamiliar with this trial, please see my interview with veteran journalist for APTN Kathleen Martins on the SmithersRadio.com news page. An overview of what the original case was in 2012, 8 members of the Lake Babine First Nations filed a police complaint against a man who worked at Immaculata while they were students at the day school. This day school operated in Burns Lake in the 1950s until 1986 and was run by the Catholic Church. After 2 years investigating the man named as the abuser, who must be referred to as AB due to a publication ban in any of our news broadcasts or any media coverage of this tribunal, was found not guilty by the RCMP. 17, the complainants, who are 6 members of the Lake Babine First Nations community, claimed discrimination by the RCMP. They alleged adverse differential treatment and denial of access to police services based on race and national or ethnic origin, contrary to Section 5 of the Canadian Human Rights Act. CICK News, along with the Tyee, APTN, and CBC, have been covering the case while it was live in Burns Lake. We will all continue to cover this case as it moves to Zoom. But for now, here's a short interview with Ronnie West, one of the witnesses who testified on May 9th at the Gathering Place.
Ronnie Matthew West.
So we're speaking just outside of the Gathering Place here in Burns Lake. And I know you gave your witness testimony earlier in this week.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can you tell me, I guess, just a little bit about what this case means to you, specifically going back and having to revisit the investigation by the RCMP? How are you feeling about this tribunal hearing?
Well, the whole thing is, like, if the RCMP did their work, we wouldn't be here. They didn't do their work, and right now they're still trying to cover up, which their lawyers doing cross examination with my members, which kind of upsets me because they're bringing back all things, and it's hurting my people. My people's hurt a lot already.
Yeah.
And they've been especially hard on the weaker ones, making them, like, breaking them down. I don't like that. It's just, they lived through it. They told they put their testimony out there, and still they're basically beating on them with it.
Yeah, I think what you said too is that they've already lived it once. They gave their statement. So much of what I've seen in the cross-examination has been so specific. And, you know, these statements were given a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, though, that this investigation is trying to uncover more truths? Or do you think it's just retreading what's already been said?
I don't think they're coming with more truth. They're just, like, in a court system, when you do the cross-examination, you're looking for the weak link to fight the system. Mm-hmm. They're just covering for each other.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah. How important do you think it is when your people and the community shows up for this in-person portion of the hearing?
Well, it's important enough for them to show up to tell their story after the long wait. And it, like you said, it should have been 2 decades ago. Mm-hmm. And for us to be heard and for the matters to be settled, or probably not settled, but be dealt with the proper way.
Do you feel that your people have come together and that they've done this healing? And does this feel like it's reopening a wound?
No, they haven't done their healing. Some of us have. I have.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm strong. I was stronger in a witness stand. They couldn't. They just quit cross-examining me after a while because I know what they were after. But as you see within our nation, within the Lake Babine Nation, or any First Nations people, there's a lot of drinking, a lot of drugging, a lot of suicide. It's all because of what they've gone through in their life, the way they were treated. The big thing is with the trust with the system. We trusted the Catholic Church. Look at the way they treated us. We trusted the police system. Look at the way they treated us. So there's just no trust in the system.
Yeah. When did you attend Immaculata?
From 1976, or sorry, 66 to 74. I witnessed a lot of the abuse. Why would you do that to, you come to a country that belongs to our First Nations people, and then you treat them like that, you mistreat them like that, and you get away with it.
Yeah.
And right now, this whole freaking system, they're protecting him.
Yeah.
They're protecting this guy because he's so-called a high-profile person. And there's a lot of teachers up there that deserves to, or that should be trialed like this too.
Yeah. In your opinion, be the best outcome of this hearing?
A lot of healing. Healing's got to be done. We got to get that pride back into our people. We got to be united. We got to be able to strengthen our people. The big thing is healing. For me, it's healing, because I've done a lot of my healing. I've done it for over 10 years, and I'm proud of who I am. I don't care what people say about me. Well, one thing I'd like to say to my people: let's come together, let's unite, let's get stronger, and let's be proud of who we are.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skeenastrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.